أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس صدق الله العظيم My dear respected ulama, brothers, elders, and my young friends, Muhtaram wa Mu'azzaz Sameen. In this verse which I just recited of the Holy Quran of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala makes a mention that it is in the month of Ramadan that I revealed the Quran Kareem. How lucky we are that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the best of all books, the Quran Kareem, the best of all books, Tawrat, Zabur, Injil, and other scrolls and Sahifa, the best of all books, Allah Tabaraka revealed the Quran Kareem for our Ummah. Upon the best of all Nabis, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the best of all months, the month of Ramadan, and through the most virtuous of all angels, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So just think the connection of the Quran Kareem in Ramadan, Quran the best of all books, Ramadan, the best of all months. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whom the Quran Kareem was revealed, the best of all prophets. And Quran Kareem was revealed through Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, who descend from the heavens, the best of all angels. This ummah is so lucky, and we are so lucky to be the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We got the best of everything. We got the best of everything if only we appreciate it. The best of everything. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to give you an example how fortunate we are and how privileged we are. If we want to do wudu and we can't find water in a mile radius, what can we do? We can do tayammum. This tayammum was only privilege and speciality for this ummah, not for any other ummah. All the other anbiya came, they had their own laws and sharia laid down by Allah, but this privilege only given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One thing. The previous ummah, if they are traveling, safar kar rahe pichli ummah ko, mein se jitne bhi log the, if they safar kar rahe the, safar mein namaz ka waqt aa gaya. While they're on the journey, time of namaz comes. The law in all the previous sharia was, they can't just pray namaz anywhere. They can't just pray namaz on the grass. They can't just pray namaz on the ground. They can't pray namaz on the matti. They can't pray namaz on the concrete. They had to go to a place of worship. Unko kisi ibadat khane mein jana padta, tab unki namaz kabul hogi, unak namaz kabul na hogi. Lekin is ummat ki fazilat ye hai, is ummat ki khususiyat ye hai, this great privilege granted to this ummah, due to the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we are traveling and there's no masjid there, you do wudu, you can even do namaz. As long as the place is parked on the ground, you can pray namaz. How privileged we are to be the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Quran Kareem in this blessed month. There's an attachment with the Quran with this month. That's why when the moon is sighted, the Quran Kareem has a great honor, that do we fast first or do we do tarawih first? We do tarawih first. Recitation of Quran is first, then we do the fasting. Subhanallah. It's not that we fast first straight away, chant declare, start fasting straight away. No. First we recite the Quran, we listen to the Quran, then we fast. Look at the attachment of the Quran Kareem with this month. And how blessed are those people who are, his, their whole life is attached with the Quran Kareem. Attached with the Quran. What is the Quran Kareem? Quran Kareem is not just a book. You know what I mean? We have in a book format here in front of us. It's not a book. It is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The words that came from within Allah Himself. Within Allah Himself. Allahu Akbar. A sahabi named Usayd bin Hudayr radiyallahu ta'ala an was reciting the Quran Kareem. Quran Kareem ki tilawat kar rahe the. And he had a horse nearby. His young son Yahya was also nearby. The sahaba were there. While reciting the Quran Kareem, his recitation was so loved by Allah and the angels, a cloud was descending from the heavens. A cloud was descending with light, special light and cloud. Allahu Akbar. And the angels were descending army upon army to listen to his recitation of the Quran Kareem. And when the angels were coming down by, in the cloud, covered by the cloud, Allahu Akbar, the horse could not even bear it. The horse which was there, it was moving around, jumping up about. The sahaba close by were afraid they might trample on his son Yahya. So while he was reciting, and then he noticed that the horse was moving around, he stopped his recitation of the Quran Kareem. The incident was narrated to the Prophet, conveyed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulallah, this was happening. What was going on?" Prophet replied by saying, when you are reciting the Quran, it attracts the angels of mercy and rahmat. And they loved your recitation. They were coming down, they were coming down, they were coming down. If you had not stopped, this is what the Prophet says, if you had not stopped, you would have been able to see the angels. You would have been able to see the angels. When we recite the Quran, it's like formality. We just kulliya palliya ho gaya. We don't know what is happening around us. Because we just look at tangible things. Anybody? Things we can feel, things we can see. But there's a spiritual world around us as well. The world of the unseen. Anybody? Which we have iman upon, the angels. Allahu Akbar. So let this incident be a great means of encouragement for us, that especially in the month of Ramadan, even after the month of Ramadan, recite the Quran Kareem. Allahu Akbar. When we start reciting, Sakina descends, Rahmat descends, Sukoon descends, Barakat descends. That's why in the month of Ramadan, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do door, revision of the Quran Kareem with who? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. Not the Sahaba. But Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam will descend. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam will recite the Quran first. And Prophet will listen to his recitation. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite the Quran. And Hazrat Jibreel will listen to him. How lucky we are. This is the kalam that we have. That's why our mashayikh, when he came into the month of Ramadan, it was the Quran Kareem. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and I mentioned this yesterday, Ajib, in the month of Ramadan, in one rakat, he completed the whole Quran. In one rakat. Ek hi rakat mein pura Quran Quran pad liya. Ab aap sochiye ke bhai, ye kaise hoga? How can we possibly, because we're living in a world of, a different world compared to what they were living in. Their environment, their ruhaniyat, their connection with Allah, their connection with Quran. In one rakat, standing up just in one rakat for 20 rakats for me and you is like, that's it, but what ho gaya? 1 hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, by you looking at the time. 1.5 hour, you looking at the time. But for Hazrat Usman Ghani, in one rakat, the whole Quran, you think to yourself, Allah, did not get tired? Do you not get put off? Did you not need water? The question what I want to see here, what I want to ask, how was he able to do it? How was he able to do it? Why? How was he able to get that courage to stand in one rakat and recite the whole Quran? I tell you what it is. It's because his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His love and ishq for Allah was on another level. That's why he's able to stand in front of Allah for that long. And you're probably thinking, how can that happen in this day? And it's impossible. I'll tell you how. If you have love for Netflix series, I've caned about 12 episodes in one night. I've caned 15 episodes in one night. I've caned 20 episodes in one night. I've caned the whole episode. I'm waiting for the second series to come. I'm waiting for the third series to come. We have youngsters, they're having games on the computer. They go about five, one living somewhere else, one living somewhere else, one living somewhere else. And you, anybody, why, what are you doing? Oh, you're playing game. How long for? 8 hours, 9 hours. Why is happening? Don't deny it. I know, we all know. 9-10 hours it is happening. So if that can happen for 10 hours, can in one rakat whole Quran cannot be recited? They are getting a buzz. Those who are hooked on oldies are getting a buzz. They're getting a high. They're really clued on that game, on that Netflix series, on that for 12 hours. They probably don't even want to eat food. When you call them down for food, they're like zombies. The mind is over there, throws a kalia, and then go back up. It's true. But what is keeping them awake for 12 hours to play that game, to watch that series, to do that, which is koi fayda nahi, koi benefit nahi? Because the addiction, the love of that particular thing has gone penetrated into the heart. Now to get it out is going to take a long time. Don't say, I'm going to go in Umrah, I'm going to change. It doesn't work. We have a lot of marriage counseling cases, and by yes, I was hitting and I was abusive and I was doing that. But I went for Umrah and I wanted to change. I've done two Umrahs, and the same. By Umrah is sawab, amal. But if you got a habit of something for 20, 30 years, just by one day and 2 weeks is going to go? Impossible. Illa mashallah, illa mashallah, your good willpower and Allah's hidayah, that is a different issue altogether. So don't come to me and say, I changed Alhamdulillah one night. Illa mashallah. But Hazrat Usman, one rakat, whole Quran, his love of Allah must be on another level. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, فرماتے ہیں کہ عبادت کرنے والے تین قسم کے لوگ ہوتے ہیں. There are three types of worshippers. One worshipper is like a businessman. ایک عبادت کرنے والا ایک businessman کی طرح ہوتا ہے, tradesman. وہ عبادت اسی لیے کہتا ہے اس کو کچھ چاہیے in return, you want something in return. You do business, but I want something in return. I'm not going to give you like free. So ایک عبادت کرنے والا business والے کی طرح ہوتا ہے. وہ عبادت اس لیے کرتا ہے کہ مجھے جنت ملے, بس مجھے جنت ملے, ان ریٹرن میں مجھے جنت ملے. آئی ایم ڈوئنگ عبادت بیکاز ان ریٹرن آئی وانٹ ٹو گیٹ جنہ. دیٹ از اے عبادت آف اے بزنس مین. دین حضرت علی رضی اللہ عنہ مینشنز ون عبادت از این عبادت اینڈ ورشپ آف اے غلام, آف اے سلیو. دیٹ عبادت از ہی از ورشپنگ بیکاز ہی وانٹس ٹو بی فری فرام دا فائر آف ہیل. میں اس لیے عبادت کر رہا ہوں تاکہ مجھے جہنم سے چھٹکارا مل جائے, بس جہنم سے میں عبادت کروں, مجھے جہنم سے, میں اس لیے عبادت کر رہا ہوں. And then the third thing he mentions, ek ibadat guzar wo hai jo azad hai, he's free. Us azad aadmi ki ibadat, a free man's ibadat, he's free completely. Then he mentions, that person, he worships Allah, not because to enter Jannah, not because he wants to abstain from the fire of hell. He worships Allah because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo Allah ki ibadat isliye karta hai ki mujhe Allah se itni mohabbat hai. اتنی محبت ہے کہ مجھے ایک پل کے لیے اللہ کی ناراضگی برداشت نہیں ہے. For even one second I cannot bear Allah being upset with me. How can I do this amal? My creator, my khaliq will be upset with me. How will I face Allah on the day of qiyamah? No way. No way. My time is coming up. How can I displease my creator, my Lord, who's given me everything, all his ni'mats? Today I am fit and healthy. I can do ruku, I can do sijda, I can do ibadat, I can do zikr. Ask those people, they want to do sijda and they cannot do sijda. They want to do ruku, they cannot do ruku. They want to see the Quran, they can't see the Quran because they are blind. This is the month of Ramadan. So when we have, the whole purpose of the month of Ramadan is so much ibadat and we should get close to Allah. At the end of the month of Ramadan, our closeness with Allah, that's the whole purpose here. Closeness to Allah, closeness to our Creator. Allah se wo qurb or nazdiki, that closeness goes to that level. After Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, the feeling is on another level. Now you feel that, by I can't commit even one sin. Main guna bhi nahi kar sakta. Oh, guna ho gaya to main itna roonga. He gets really upset when he commits a guna. He gets so upset, he becomes restless. Today people are hooked on guna. They get restless because they can't carry it out. But those people who are the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, one guna and they started to cry. They start to cry. Maine kya kar liya? What have I done? Maine Allah ko naraz kar liya. Maine Khaliq ko naraz kar liya. What have I done? Allah granted me these eyes. Allah, this body. Allah granted me the greatest of all deen, Islam and Iman. And what have I done? What have I done? I have talked about the Quran Kareem. Our great Imams, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, who complete 61 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. 61 Qurans. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, 40 Qurans in the month of Ramadan. Sheikh Zakaria rahimahullah, for 50 years, his mamul and routine, for 50 years, one Quran a day. One Quran a day. For 50 years. Why 50 years? Because 50 years, what he done? Whole Ramzan itikaf. 50 years whole Ramadan itikaf. Allahu Akbar. And many mashayikh and scholars and muftiyan ikram will go to the itikaf of Sheikh Zakaria rahimahullah. And his itikaf, there's no talking. There's no talking. No tilawat, ibadat, or if you have to do your necessities, and go, either go to sleep. Purpose, get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's this month of Ramadan. be a means of getting close to Allah. Let this month of Ramadan be a means of changing our lives. So many things are going around in the world. And if we are not going to change, then when are we going to change? We want Allah's help. We want Allah's tawajjuh and attention. We want Allah's rahmat and barakah. Allahu Akbar. That can only be gained, through our total obedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's simple. Allah mentions in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru bi anfusihim. O those who believe, Allah does not change the state of any nation until they do not change themselves. Allah kisi qawm ki halat ko nahi badalte jab tak wo apne aap ko na badale. We the same, oh Allah, what's happening there? We the same, we haven't changed. So in the month of Ramadan, ibadat, and also please abstain from zulm upon each other. Speak nicely to each other, kindly to each other. Very, very important. The amal of sahri is a great barakah as well. I just like to mention, do sahri, even with water, khajur, do sahri. Prophet mentions, tasaharu fa'inna fi suhuri barakah. Do the sahri. Sahri, there's a lot of barakah in sahri. Prophet is to invite the sahaba for sahri. We invite people for iftar, mashallah, very good thing. Prophet is to invite people for sahri as well. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala make it a means of taqwa and hidayat and guidance for the whole of the ummah, for ourselves as well. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq to keep steadfast upon iman. And when we depart from this world, we depart with iman and Islam. Thank you.
Inshallah, from today, Isha Salah will be at 7:45, inshallah. From today, Isha Salah will be at 7:45. Aaj se Isha ki namaz pore 8 baje ada ki jayegi, inshallah. Also few slots available for those who wish to donate for iftar, £550 for the weekend and £500 for the weekdays. Mashallah, great sawab of all those who inshallah do iftar from our donations. We'll give the sawab and reward for all those who are fasting. A couple of slots are available. Mashallah, people have mashallah donated very generously. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept inshallah. Yeah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى سبيل الهداية والإرفان وجعلنا من أهل الإسلام والإيقان نحمده سبحانه وتعالى على أن أزلنا شهر عظيم يسمى رمضان ترمز فيه الذنوب وتكشف فيه القلوب ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة بالقلب واللسان ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي عرفنا ما يدخلنا الجنان صلى الله على آله وأصحابه أكمل أهل الإيمان وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فقد دخل شهر رمضان فخذوا بركاته بالطاعات والتنزه عن العصيان كما حضنا عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى ما لا يتناهانا من الزمان وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومردت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وينادي مناديا يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصد ولله عتقاء من النار وذلك كل ليلة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف قال الله تعالى إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به يدعو شهوته وطعامه من أجلي للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه ولخلف في صائم أطيب إلى الله من المسك والصيام والجنة وإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يلفث ولا يسقف فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني من صائم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم Alhamdulillah, astaghfiruhu wa astaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina. Man yahdillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأسن حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا الشباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وأسد الله رسول اللهم اغفر للعباس ولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضه خير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان ذل الله في الأرض من أهان سلطان الله فالذي أهانه الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamati as-salah, qad qamati as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشية عاملة ناسبة تسلى نهرا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. مبارک مہینہ رمضان کے آمد ہم سب کے لیے ایک خیر کا ذریعہ بنایا ہے اس کے اندر اللہ تعالیٰ کو خوش کرنے والے اعمال کرنے کا ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرمایا لا یعنی سے اللہ تعالیٰ ہم اس کو حفاظت فرمایا ہمارے تمام مرحومین کی مغفرت فرمایا جنت الفردوس کے اندر کو بہترین مقام نصیب فرمایا اور جو بیمار ہے تمام کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ دائبہ نصیب فرمایا اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں جو نعمت عطا فرمائی تندرستی اللہ اس کو صحیح معلوم صحیح استعمال کرنے کے ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرمایا اور اپنے اپنے وقت پر خاتمہ ہم سب کا ایمان قبول نصیب فرمایا دعا فرمایا اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا محمد بارك وسلم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك إلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير يا عبد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء ولساننا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورهم روزة من رياض الجنة اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربنا حملنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.